communion song to go along with my message if we'd have got together and planned it. Because when we have Christ on the inside, it shows on the outside. That kind of goes along with my message this morning. You'll turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Starting in verse 4, we have a letter here that Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. And in this letter, in this chapter, he describes what love is and what love isn't. Starts in verse 4. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous. It does not brag. It is not proud. Love is not rude. It is not selfish. It cannot be made angry easily. Love does not remember wrongs done against it. Love is never happy when others do wrong, but is always happy with the truth. Love never gives up on people. It never stops trusting, never loses hope, and never quits. Love will never end. But all those gifts will come to an end. Even the gift of prophecy and the gift of speaking in different kinds of languages, the gift of knowledge. These all will end because this knowledge and these prophecies we have are not complete. But when perfection comes, the things that are not complete will end. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, and I made plans like a child. When I became a man, I stopped those childish ways. In the same way, it's the same way with us now. Now we see God as if we are looking at a reflection in a mirror. But then, in the future, we will see Him right before our eyes. Now I know only in part, but at that time I will know fully as God has known me. So these three things continue: faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. This week's been great. We got to get together with family and friends. Remember the things that we're thankful for from the year. We even got to spend some time with our grandson this weekend. One thing that our family has made a habit of doing is to always say, "I love you," when we leave. We say it often, even in our text. Never let that time go by. Always let somebody, let the people you love know that you love them. But to say I love you is one thing. To show that I love you is totally different. If I say I love you, but I don't show any or all of the attributes that Paul speaks of in his letter to the Corinthians, do I really love you? Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 6. Christ died for us when we were unable to help ourselves. We were living against God, but at just the right time, Christ died for us. Very few people will die to save the life of someone else, even if it is for a good person. Someone might be willing to die for an especially good person, but Christ died for us while we were still sinners. And by this, God showed how much He loves us. We have been made right with God by the blood sacrifice of Christ. So through Christ, we will surely be saved from God's anger. Jesus Christ gave His life for us while we were dirty, filthy sinners. That's how much God loved us. And He showed that love by sending His Son. And Christ showed His love for us by giving Him His life on the cross. John 3:16 says, "Yes, God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him would not be lost, but have eternal life." We remember this love now as we proclaim His death to the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23, Paul tells the church at Corinth this: "The teaching I gave you is the same that I received from the Lord. On the night when the Lord was handed over to be killed, He took bread and gave thanks for it. Then He divided the bread and said, 'This is my body, it is for you. Eat this to remember me.' In the same way, after they ate, Jesus took the cup. He said, this cup represents the new agreement from God, which begins with my blood sacrifice. When you drink this, do it to remember me. This means that every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are telling others about the Lord's death until he comes again. That's what we're doing now. We're telling the world and each other that Christ loved us so much that he gave his life for us on that cross. Let's go to prayer. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come humbly before you this morning, Father, knowing that you loved us so much that you demonstrated that love by sending your Son, the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. So that when you look down on us now, you see the blood of your Son. You don't see us. We thank you for that opportunity, Father. We thank you for the opportunity we have now to proclaim that death and remember what he did for us now in the way that he set forth for us in this meal. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity. Thank you for your Son. And thank you for your love. It's in Jesus' name I pray.